Special guest this Veterans Day, Tony O'Brien. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Christine, for having me. I'm going to be on Kevin's show tonight.
Twofer. Okay, there you go. We get you twice.
How many times does that happen?
We get you twice here on WATD. And of course, military service, something very important to you, a very big part of your life. And now you work helping other veterans. If you could tell people one or two things to always keep in mind about those who've served their country, what do you think the most important things are?
Well, today's a day of celebration because we're talking about the vets, but I always have to start with, and it sounds like Memorial Day, and some traditionalists don't like that, but ultimate sacrifice. Those that have gone before, the Gold Star families, I have so many friends, it breaks my heart, their sacrifices, and you know, it's not just the veteran serves, but also the family serves. And to come back home to have the honor and the joy to represent veterans in a beautiful radio station like this and put out a positive message about veteran service. Only 6% of the American population are veterans. So we should be very proud of what we do. And I can't tell you, I'm wearing a jacket now that says Navy on. I get thank you for your service everywhere I go. And I don't mean just in this patriotic region. I mean throughout the country.
Isn't that great? Because if you just heard that story that our Bobby Clark filed, it wasn't that way for many of the Vietnam veterans when they came back. And I think people really now appreciate and realize what a sacrifice that was. And what a burden to carry when they came back. Getting greeted the way they should have been.
You and I have been around for a while. We've seen it, seen almost all and done almost all. It's still to me, I mean, I was born and graduated too late for Vietnam, just only by a few years. It's almost unbelievable. It's hard to believe that actually happened in some of those stories.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you work now helping with the Brockton VA and helping people get the services that they deserve. What do you find challenging about that? I know, especially a lot of folks in some of the older generations, they never want to ask for any kind of help, even if it's owed to them.
And your crew here, especially Greg Brasso and his crew, who, by the way, a shout out to civilians like him that did not serve, but do more for veterans than most veterans do. And he does an amazing job of connecting folks to the VA. The VA is a federal bureaucracy, one of the largest bureaucracies, one of the largest agencies in the entire federal government, if you can imagine. And so it is difficult. And it's almost like he and Wolfie say every week, everything they do is one at a time. It's that kind of grind, and I'm doing it, you know, most days, a lot of the day, myself as well, connecting with VSOs. We've got an incredible amount of support from the government of Massachusetts, the legislature, governors, and our veteran service officers that are in every town, and it's one at a time. Every case is different. Do you have your medical records? How long have you been out? A lot of the folks just wanted to serve and then leave it behind, stick it in the memory box, and get on with their lives, their families, their careers, etc. Mm-hmm. So it is tricky, and we want to make sure that they get as many benefits as they can. Things like the GI Bill. Back in the day, it wasn't used a lot. But it was used. It's still not used a lot, and it's an amazing benefit. I've benefited by myself by getting my degree with the GI Bill.
If people are not that familiar with a veteran or don't know a veteran and might meet a veteran, what kind of questions do you think a veteran, and I know I'm generalizing here, might want to talk about why his service was important to him? Or maybe you could tell us, why was your service so important to you?
You know, it's a big part of this for me is, okay, we served. I like to think of it like a warrior mentality when you had the uniform and you're supporting operations overseas. But it's so important that the folks back here get recognized as well. So they say thank you for your service. I say thank you for your support, because although we may be considered warriors, what greater patriot is there than somebody that supports their country and supports those who did serve, whether they went overseas or not? A lot of the jobs we get, we do what we're told to do. Mm-hmm. And then when you get that job, you're going overseas or you're not going overseas. You're following orders. And so I have to say that one of the greatest things about the whole experience is the amount of support that we do get. And I try to make it my mission to thank people for their support. And especially that ultimate sacrifice in the Gold Star families. Freedom isn't free, and the currency is very, very expensive.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today on this Veterans Day, and again, thank you for your service, Tony O'Brien,
thanks, Christine.
Retired Navy SEAL.